Doctors and nurses across Myanmar are risking arrest and their lives by volunteering in secret medical clinics and triage zones in backstreets to treat wounded anti-coup protesters. More than 400 people have been killed by security forces since last month's coup, and many more have been injured. Southeast Asia correspondent Mazoe Ford reports.
During the military junta's violent crackdown, Myanmar's doctors and nurses have been busier than ever. Most are on strike from public hospital jobs as part of the civil disobedience movement and are instead volunteering to treat injured anti-coup protesters. The ABC hired a local journalist to follow two medics in Myanmar's biggest city, Yangon. They've been treating everything from cuts and bruises to gunshot wounds. A 54-year-old nurse who asked not to be named for safety reasons says it's been confronting.
On the day when the protesters started to have injuries, we doctors and nurses cried our eyes out. I can't describe what I was witnessing.
To avoid being caught by police, they're running mobile clinics and secret triage zones in back alleys and private buildings.
If they saw us, they would arrest us. We secretly provide treatment knowing it's unsafe, so we stay undercover.
In the back of their minds are images that went viral of three helpless paramedics who were beaten by police beside their ambulance earlier this month. A 34-year-old doctor, whose name we'll also withhold for safety reasons, says that attack was unethical and upsetting.
I feel really sad. We all should live peacefully, but people have to run, shed blood, and lives have been at stake.
He says most of the injured demonstrators are just teenagers.
The youth deserve praise. They neither cried nor felt terrified upon seeing blood coming out of their wounds. It seems like they have strong minds and don't feel the pain.
Dr. Mitchell Sangma from Doctors Without Borders in Myanmar says if it wasn't for these medical volunteers, many more people would have died.
We're all bonded by medical ethics. So in spite of the civil disobedience movement, what we are seeing right now is a volunteering network of doctors trying to support the patients in a different way that they can.
But he adds these secret crews can only do so much.
They can very well work on providing first aid and stabilizations. But in the end, the most critical patients, they'll still need to go to the secondary and tertiary hospitals. And this is where we are seeing the gaps. They are getting overwhelmed. They're working beyond the capacities.
Anti-coup demonstrators have started changing tactics to avoid violent demonstrations. They've held lots of smaller rallies at random times, let off hundreds of balloons, held down car horns all at once, and staged silent protests. But trigger-happy security forces remain on the prowl. And as long as they do, the volunteer medics will be waiting for the fallout.
Southeast Asia correspondent Mazoe Ford.